to stop boredom, because when mankind started getting himself together, living in caves and everything, you don't hear about this because there are no books or anything written, but it was the most boring life ever, because you had to go out and make fire, and you had to catch animals, and you were cold in the winters and the summers, and it was horrible. So they decided one day, and they were sitting around their fire, to amuse themselves. And one guy picked up a rock, and the other guy picked up a rock, and he was so pissed off with his life. He was just banging his rock like this. And then the other guy next to him starts banging, he was sort of beating his foot. And before very long, one was grunting, on here, on here. And the whole tribal thing started that night around the fire. And the next night, the guy found a piece of wood. It had some holes in it. It was a reed growing by the river, and he blew it up, and it was a flute. And he thought, wow, man, I've got the flute, I've got the rhythm section. The next night they came out, they had the magic mushrooms, they sat round the fire. The guy went, oh, man. And started off, the guy was clicking, and the guy was, ooh, ooh, and the music was born. And then that, after that, the only thing that they could really have was food and sex. But apart from that, the music was the main event, and that's what they did every night for about 10 million years, until Goa came along.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the god of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
To be They gave you what? solution.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
We are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than those chosen or those earned. We are really talking about humanism.
all the colors bright. This is that increase in visual acuity. All edges become sharp. This is they stand out in their clarity. This is at one tone. At two tones, you close your eyes and feel a sense of anesthesia seeping through your body. You close your eyes and you see a floral pattern rotating in space, usually yellow-orange. People who do this occasionally, and nobody does it a lot, call it
DMT.
Thank you.
Super. there's a waking consciousness, and this dream consciousness might be more real than the waking consciousness.
Oh my God.
Good time. Oh! Move your body like machines. If you want to understand human nature, the human mind, what makes us tick, 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 tick.
Show me some kind of creativity.
Listen to the music. Listen to the music. Just listen to the music.
I need to ask you something.
Thank you.
Thank you.